So, you have a money for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, I have a movie for you.
What did I say?
I actually have a brand new idea for you today, sir. Completely original concept.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's The Lion King.
Oh, okay, you got me. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, this is literally just the script for the original Lion King.
People like that movie.
It is a classic, sir, so it's time to, you know, exploit people's nostalgia again.
Yeah, I learned in Mad Men that in Greek, nostalgia literally means the pain from an old wound, so in a way, these live-action remakes are... you know, torture.
That's a very dark way to look at it, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, 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 wow.
So what are we doing in this version of The Lion King?
Well, it's gonna start off the same way.
Oh, how did that start again?
It started, you know, with, Nya!
Ah!
Oh, you remember.
Oh, my God.
And from there on out, I figure we could just do the same thing as the original, but with incredible photorealistic graphics.
Oh, well, it's gonna be hard for us to handle some of the more cartoony scenes from the original if we go with the hyper-realism approach.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, I figure we could just, you know, not do those parts.
I feel like those are iconic and charming and important parts, though.
Absolutely, but here's the thing. We can't have, like, a pyramid of animals in the middle of I Just Can't Wait to Be King, because real-life animals wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay. I guess we do want this singing lion cub scene to be as realistic as possible.
There you go.
And what about that iconic Be Prepared song with all the hyenas in formation?
It's gonna be more of, like, a sudden slam poetry session that lasts about 30 seconds.
I guess that's also good.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We also need to change the scene where Simba sees his dad in a cloud.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, that's not how a real dead lion would appear to his musical lion child. He'd actually appear in a couple of flashes of lightning that kinda look like a lion.
I'm learning a lot about dead lions. Nature is fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
So what else are we changing?
Well, you know how Rafiki had like a super fun personality? He hit Simba with a staff and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all gone.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna change his revelation that Simba is alive to revolve around a tuft of fur, which makes more sense thematically.
And what's that gonna be like?
Well, it's gonna closely focus on a ball of poop for longer than you'd expect.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's gonna look great in 3D, very detailed.
Oh, three-dimensional poop balls are tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And did you have anyone in mind for voice actors?
Well, I mean, we have to get James Earl Jones back as Mufasa. He did a great job.
And what about the rest of the original cast? They were all incredible, too.
Oh, screw them.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking we could get Beyonce to play Nala.
Oh, people like Beyonce.
Yeah, and when she sings, we could get her to, you know, sing every single note she's ever heard of.
Oh, yeah, maybe some new ones, too.
Absolutely. If she could perform these classic Disney songs like an aspiring pop star trying to show off during the national anthem, that'd be great.
Let's make it happen. This should be more about her than the story.
Fantastic. And that whole Can You Feel the Love Tonight scene's gonna be incredible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're gonna run around. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining.
Wait, that scene's gonna take place during the day?
Yeah, I mean, I know in the original it took place at, like, dusk and night, but there's nothing in the song that indicates we have to do that, too.
What about the word tonight?
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Well, people probably won't notice.
Oh, yeah, I hope not.
So, what do you think?
Well, it sounds like it's gonna make a bunch of money.
That makes sense. Because it's a copy of something that already did.
The one thing I'm a little concerned with is the hyper-realistic approach you want to take.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, in the original, the animals had super expressive eyes and they cried and stuff, but in real life, lions have just horrifying, haunting predator eyes.
Well, even if that were true, the voice actor's gonna be crying, so people are gonna know that it's supposed to be sad.
Right, but it's not gonna match the visuals, and plus lions' mouths aren't made to say English words.
I don't know. I feel like lions have pretty expressive faces.
Do they, though?
I mean, look at how emotional this cat is. It's pretty clear what emotion he's feeling.
I mean, I guess he looks... pretty happy?
No, he's sad.
Oh, he is? How do you know?
I threw his favorite toy out right before coming in here.
Okay, I don't think I'm seeing that on his face, though.
Well, if he could talk, he'd be crying, trust me.
Hey, you're a pretty mean guy, huh?
A little, but anyway, if you're so concerned, we could go completely the other way with it.
And what's that gonna be like?
Well, we can have extremely human-looking animals and throw in some cat elements with CGI.
Oh, that sounds horrifying.
Well, fine, I'll just take that idea elsewhere then.
Yeah, well, good luck selling that idea.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.